thought our last big announcement was big. This announcement's way bigger than the last big announcement, which was really big. Listen Wednesday, December 17th at 5:30 during the Hardline on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
4:14 is the time here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody. It's the Hardline. Live from Boston's, the Gourmet Pizza out here in Valley Ranch at Marketplace near MacArthur and LBJ. We are here till 7 tonight. Come on by, get a beverage, get you a little something to eat out here and hang out with us. Check out the presentation. Right now, it is time for us to stop down for a little
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Texas Tickets. At 214-696-8001, if it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. The best tickets to Mavericks game, Stars game, including their big tussle with Chief Friday night. Also, the Cotton Bowl on New Year's Day, featuring Oklahoma State and Ole Miss. Texas Tickets has great seats for that. And, of course, everything at the AAC, 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality and big karaoke fan. Here he is, Cobra.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, Cobra. By the way, did you hear our missive at the start of that last segment?
No.
About the company party tomorrow night?
Tell me, we don't have karaoke.
I understand karaoke's going to be rolled in.
Well, forget Houston then. You can do it tomorrow night.
Well, alas, I'm not going to be able to make it, unfortunately.
Oh, ditching your own company party. That's cool.
I'm not going either. Tuxedo fitting.
Oh. Well, I'm not going either.
What? Then,
because you have to get your tux fitted.
I'm going and I'm going to sing Godzilla.
How much?
I'm in for 50.
No, I'm in for 200.
I'm in for 200 too.
$450?
Yes.
Consider that done.
Godzilla. Godzilla.
You will sing Godzilla for $450?
Yes.
You got to do it at ticket stock.
Oh, see, you start. I call you on
well,
it. I'll say
we're not going to be there tomorrow night.
Well, the deal is I would do it tomorrow night.
No, if you're going to do it tomorrow night, then I will go.
You ponied up $200.
All right, I'll go. And
stock.
No. The deal is for the Christmas party.
And you have to dress up like Godzilla.
Okay, see that?
Right.
See, you started adding things on.
Well, that's
forget
what you
it.
Bastards do
everything.
To me.
Or as a Chinese woman being attacked by Godzilla.
Right. We'll get right. Aubrey to play Godzilla.
We got a lot of stories to get to.
So you're telling us let's get on with this?
Yes, let's move it along.
Okay.
We'll get to Godzilla later.
Have you spiffed all the proper sponsors?
Yes.
Good.
Phil Spector, who Grego says will be exonerated once this thing goes to trial. Here are the details that have been released from California. These are the highlights. Broken teeth scattered all over the floor. A blood-soaked cloth, a 38 Colt revolver. A blonde dead actress slumped over in a chair with her purse still hanging off her arm. And Phil Spector himself, so unresponsive to police that he had to be zapped by a taser.
That's a pretty
taser.
That's a pretty typical Friday night at my house.
Broken teeth and bloody slumping women.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds like it doesn't look good for him.
No, it doesn't, does it?
It doesn't matter.
Why?
Can't tell you how many times I've been tased.
Because you're going to get his lawyers are going to find out that this girl
had a drug truth. I kind of dig it.
Well, his lawyer.
So you're going to find out that this girl had a drug problem. You're going to find out
Denny?
That mm-hmm. she slept around and that anybody could have done this and they were waiting for her. And they'll put her on trial and poor Phil Spector with his millions and millions of dollars. He'll just be an innocent bystander. They're not going to have the evidence. They're going to find reasonable doubt, and he's going to walk.
His attorney is Robert Shapiro, by the way.
Big Bob Shapiro.
Hey, yeah. Where was she shot, Corby?
He's a big like player in the OJ
her body.
Scene,
yeah, it's not like he's not used to getting...
She was shot in the mouth.
Ooh.
That's why all the broken teeth?
Yes, a single-entry gunshot wound to the mouth. Broken teeth from the victim were scattered all over the foyer and into an adjacent stairway. They say they found Clarkson's blood smeared on the wood railing of a nearby stairway.
Now, wasn't there a question about that?
Yes, the officer, when he arrived upon the scene, he asked, "Is that blood?"
There was also blood on the back of a door handle. There was a blood-soaked hand towel in a bathroom near the foyer. And a deadbolt lock lever was found amid teeth. Is that part of the gun? A deadbolt lock lever?
No. Sounds like a lock on a door.
Somebody kicked the door in.
I can just hear the lawyers now. They're going to say, well, of course there was blood. You got somebody that was shot point blank in the head. There's blood everywhere.
So are they going to play this off as she shot herself, suicide, or
Yes. Yes.
Still had her purse on her arm.
Hang on.
She committed suicide.
We're not finished yet. This is how sketchy these facts are.
All right.
Or this case is going to be as far as Phil Spector's concerned. She came home with him because Spector said she agreed to have a sexual encounter. And
I love freaks. Dear God, but I'm horny.
His driver, who has been in the public eye here as of late, Adriano D'Souza, told police he had taken Spector to four bars that night. And he had had drinks at all four. At the last place, it showed that Spector left a $450 $13.50 tab. The driver said he dropped off Clarkson and Spector at 3:30 a.m. at the producer's home. He said that he left and returned about 5 a.m. And that's when he heard the single gunshot. He got out of his car and ran into a dazed Spector. Spector turned to him and... the driver said that he had the gun in his hands. Spector then said to the guy, "I think I just shot her."
Well, they'll discredit that driver. That driver, they'll find out that he smoked some pot when he was in junior high, so he couldn't possibly tell the truth 20 years later.
And Phil Spector said he thinks he just shot her, but he's not sure. There's reasonable doubt right there.
Why are they wasting this guy's time?
Then, the funny part, officers show up, guns drawn. Spector refuses to take his hands out of his pocket as requested. They tell him over and over, let us see your hands, remove them from your pockets. And they pull out the stun gun and just taser the holy hell out of him. Then they arrested him. Here's what Shapiro says, because Spector, after he said that he thinks he shot her, then changed the story to, "I think she shot herself." And here's what Shapiro says. "The scientific evidence clearly and unequivocally is consistent with a self-inflicted wound that was not the result of any action on the part of Phil Spector." A coroner's report also noted that gunshot residue was found on Clarkson's hands.
Oh, imagine that.
Therefore, the descendant may have discharged the firearm or had her hands within 3 feet of the gun. Well, you know what? If someone's getting ready to blow your head off, I bet you hold your hands up pretty close to that gun.
But don't you have the reasonable doubt when it's his word?
No. I'm telling you, eventually one of these guys is going to go to jail. And I'm saying it's him.
Okay, we'll see. You forget where they're trying this thing. They're trying it in California, where they don't put away celebrities. They don't do that.
Yeah, but even if they do, I can see him going to jail because he's not that big a one. You know, he's a low-level celebrity now.
But he is rich beyond anybody's wildest dreams, Ryan.
Yeah, but nobody's interested in him.
Maybe they're not interested, but his lawyers that are charging him $500 an hour to work on this case, they're very interested.
Mm-hmm.
Investigators said that blood smears were throughout the house, including on a white coat found upstairs in a dressing room hidden, which suggests that Spector tried to wipe the scene clean of evidence before he gave up. There was so
panicked.
Much blood,
I mean,
and teeth.
A girl blew their
head off.
Girl blew her head off right in front of him. Of course, he panicked a little bit. He went upstairs. He freaked out. Of course.
She was wearing...
I mean, I've been a part of these blood smear, broken teeth scenes a couple of times. It's not that big of a deal.
Mike Reiner.
She was wearing a black nylon slip dress, black nylons and black shoes, a leopard print purse, and a black strap which was slung over her right shoulder with the purse hanging down on her right side by her right
arm.
And
Robert Shapiro will say, clearly, somebody that was dressed like that was asking to be shot. That's how they work, man. I'm telling you. She is going to go on trial, not him.
They found a half-full glass of brandy, a bottle of tequila, and a can of Canada Dry on the coffee table.
Mm.
Candles were still lit on the fireplace mantle, so he didn't even get to have his sexual encounter with her.
Mm.
Maybe that's why he blew her head off.
Think she might have been having second thoughts?
Hey, he was just trying to keep the party going. That's
hey,
it.
He's no looker either. Let's be realistic.
Doesn't
he's
matter.
Quite ugly.
Then why would she get in a limo and agree to go to his house at 3 in the morning?
Did you hear the size of the tip?
Yeah, Old money.
Spitty.
Money, baby.
Of course.
She was waiting tables there or something. So there's your story, and now
the rest of the news.
The trial will start here in the next 2 to 4 years or something.
Now
the hottest show on television is The Simple Life.
Oh, good gosh.
The Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie show, where they are...
Anybody roll tape on that last night?
I watched about 5 minutes of it before. I was so disgusted by it.
Makes you want to puke, doesn't it?
It does. Because you know what they're there for?
Mm-hmm.
To make fun of poor people.
Right.
That's what they are on that show for.
And see, if they'd have done the other one and done it the other way around, it would have been a lot better. If they'd have taken the poor people and put them in a rich situation like they were going to try to do.
Now, they did have one funny scene that I saw that I actually laughed out loud at.
Was it... Was it like the scene at the end of that MPEG?
No.
No.
No. They were working at Sonic. By the way, they had to put on their Sonic uniforms, and they show them in their dressing room, the Sonic dressing room, the Sonic bathroom changing, you know? And they put on, like, their Sonic golf shirt, whatever they have to wear, and their little Sonic hat. And you hear her in this bitchy of all bitchy ways go, "This is so freaking embarrassing," like wearing that outfit. So she accompanied with high heels. And part of their job at Sonic was to climb up and put the sign, like post a sign that says, you know, corny dog, 99 cents, or tater tots, $1.50, whatever it is. So they climb up there, and instead of putting one of the specials up there, they put, like, giant salty wiener, 99 cents.
They put half price anal salty wiener boogers.
Yes!
Well, that's funny.
Yes.
What was it? Half price anal salty wiener boogers.
Yeah. And then the lady comes out, their assistant manager, you know,
funny.
Who is like 18 years old. What are y'all doing?
Anal salty wiener boogers.
Who told y'all to put wiener up there? We didn't tell y'all to put wiener up there. I wish I would have rolled on it because I was laughing really hard when she was out there doing that.
I'm glad we were rolling on what you just said.
Man. Did you laugh at that a little bit, Kevin?
Oh, there were a couple moments I laughed, but you know what? Overall, that show is so stupid.
They're not doing anything.
Well, they're not doing anything, and everything is so contrived. They make them make onion rings, and they put them in the Sonic suits, and the producers say, "Hey, run across the street and go in the grocery store." Everything is so contrived that it's stupid. And Paris Hilton has absolutely no personality and no brains whatsoever.
She is nothing.
And she's not hot to look at either. She's
no.
She's worse than Calista Flockhart.
She's
so disgusting.
Spoiled, rich, slut whore.
Right.
Is what she is.
That's right.
And eventually, she's going to get old and wrinkled up and all that.
Oh, so
that
sunny.
That group thing's going to be all used up for years of pummeling and abuse.
And right. You know what?
And
it
she's
won't
gonna
matter
be
because
stuck.
She'll be worth millions.
Yeah, but she's going to look at herself in the mirror one day when she's 70 and nothing more than a washed-up, used, slut, spoiled
vagina.
Whore. That's all she is.
I know, but Grego's right. She has so much money now, it is unfathomable to you and I. How rich she is.
Yeah, but she doesn't even have a high school degree. She doesn't know what Walmart is. She doesn't know what generic is. What's your quality of life there?
Well, in her little skewed mind, it's better than yours.
It's shopping.
She doesn't realize it. That's
partying.
The point.
Right.
She doesn't realize it. But she is a dumb ass whore.
Bitch.
Oprah.
She is. It was nauseating to watch that. And I will never watch it again. Never.
Until next week, right?
Right. That's E! News.
Wow.
Take care, Snake.
Mm.
All right, up next, we bring everybody up to speed on the A-Rod imbroglio. A couple of interesting turns in this thing since yesterday. We will get into that next here on The Ticket.